Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm pretty sure you all know the song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine, Let It Shine, Let It Shine, Let It Shine." That's the closest I'm gonna get to singing it, by the way. I don't want to chase you out the door. At 11 o'clock, we're going to sing that song as well as one of our songs, "This Little Light of Mine." That song goes deep into my memories when I was a little munchkin back in Wisconsin. And I remember in Sunday school that we would sing that frequently on Sunday mornings. And as the Sunday school teachers would line us all up in front, you know, and we'd all be dressed up in our Sunday finest, you know, and the teachers would try to get us lined up properly, and it was like herding cats, you know. And we would sing this song, complete with all the hand motions, you know, "Don't hide it under a bushel, you know, don't blow it out," you know, and it was cute, and it was sentimental, and that little song was so very special, and it sticks in my mind after all these years. But the words "little" and "cute" and "sentimental" maybe trivialize the power of that song, maybe robs it of some of the power that it has, particularly in its origins, in its history. Because there's a deeper history that most of us don't know or perhaps have forgotten. "This Little Light of Mine" is a song that actually originated in the African-American churches after Jim Crow, when they would use that as a sending song, as they would go out into the world to assert their identity as free human beings worthy of care and equality. And then later in the 1960s, you know, during the protest movement, that was one of the songs that they would sing as they went out into the communities to protest injustice. And they would sing with that song also, "We Shall Overcome," and lift every voice and sing. And "This Little Light of Mine" became sort of one of the anthems of asserting your identity as a beloved child of God and then going out into the world to show it by your actions and your words and deeds. That song had a very different connotation then than it does now. We think of it as a cute little song to be sung in Sunday school, and that's about it. But really, it is a very important song. It talks about God's people, you and I, being called to assert our identity, the light of the world, and to make a difference in this world, and even maybe change this world. We're going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You've probably noticed that it's based on our gospel reading this morning from Matthew, from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. So let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is more than just Sunday school cuteness. This is about going out, expressing our identity as who we are, and then changing the world. It's what Jesus had in mind, you know. He called it the kingdom of God, turning the world upside down with a different set of values, with a different way of doing things, where, you know, this is part of the Sermon on the Mount. Last week, Pastor Josh talked about the Beatitudes and how the poor and the poor in spirit, the hungry and the naked, and those folks who are in need, they are blessed by God. They're not the scum of the earth. They are blessed by God. And we who are children of God are blessed. And we are called to pronounce those blessings upon all those who are in need, all those who dare to live by a different set of values. "You are the light of the world," Jesus says. "You're like a city set on a hill. Let your light shine. Let your light shine." Jesus is talking about this alternative reality that he called the kingdom of God, where everything is turned upside down. The powerful are brought down from the thrones and the meek and lowly are brought up, lifted up in fairness and mercy and in compassion. Jesus knew his Bible, where letting your light shine had a particular meaning. We heard it from Isaiah 58 when Milt read our lessons this morning. Letting your light shine is all about loosing the bonds of injustice, letting the oppressed go free, sharing your bread with the hungry, and bringing the homeless poor into your house. Now, watch out, that may sound political, but that's what the Bible talks about. Letting your light shine is about compassion and mercy for those in the most need, for those who are hurting, and making a difference in their life and in the life of the world. And it's even more remarkable when you realize that Jesus says, "You're the light of the world." Well, that's a title that the Gospel of John applies to Jesus himself. He is the light of the world. I am the light of the world, he said. But yet Jesus bestows that very same title on us, on you and I. We are the light of the world. And Jesus says, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Don't hide it. Don't hide it under a bushel. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. When Jesus calls us to let our light shine, he's talking about our identity. We are people of the kingdom of God, and we are called to assert that identity publicly for everyone to see that this Lord that we follow, this Jesus that we serve, is promoting a different kingdom where compassion and love and mercy and forgiveness are the operating values, not the way of the world as we know it. Again, this is much more than just Sunday school cuteness. It's about, and maybe you've heard this a time or two, it's about following Christ and growing in faith and sharing God's love. It's written on the front of your bulletin if you ever forget it. It's about making a difference. It's about letting your light so shine before others, not that they might see how great we are, but how great our God is. Now, I know I'm one of the kings of making excuses. And you may think, well, I don't have much to offer to let my light shine. You may think my light isn't as bright as other luminaries that I've seen. I might think that my light is too insignificant to make a difference. Well, my light is overshadowed by the seemingly powerful and mighty of the world. And besides, I might think that others could do it so much better than I could. But I tell you, that's not so. And Jesus tells us it's not so. In the darkness of someone's life, you can make an immense difference. Your light, your presence, can make all the difference in that person's life. Your contributions, your efforts, your things that you think are so small may be so significant that they will help to change a person's life, even change their world. Even the smallest light can drive away the darkness in a person's life. Those of you who have been in a place of deep darkness, you know what it feels like. You know the power of small deeds done with great love, how that can make all the difference in your day, in your week, in your year, in your life. Pick the metaphor that applies to you when you've hit rock bottom, when you're at the end of your rope, when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and then a friend calls, or a card comes in the mail that encourages you, or someone gives you a simple smile, or maybe even a hug, and it may seem so small to the person who gives those things, but it's a ray of hope in your life, and it changes everything. Again and again, I've seen it to be true. You don't need to do big things to make a big difference. You can touch the lives of others in big ways through your small, insignificant actions, by simply being who you are, a child of God who lives by different values, with different ideas of what the world ought to be like. You can touch lives of people every day. Like the song says, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. More than just a cliche, it's about how we live in the kingdom of God. It is who we are and what we're about. Jesus used the metaphor. He said, it's like a city built on a hill. I think of rural churches that I served in years ago, where they were often built on the highest piece of ground, on a hill, so that they could be seen from miles away, so that when they rang their bells, people would hear them and come. A similar metaphor, perhaps, is a lighthouse. You know, at 11 o'clock, we'll be singing about a lighthouse and how that light can pierce through the fog and through the darkness and show us the way. That's about attracting people by who we are and what we do. Churches do a lot of stuff to attract people, and much of it is important and good. They have many programs and various styles of worship, and they have state-of-the-art technology and many other things. But you know, those are all fine and good, but they're not what people are looking for. What people are looking for is light. They're looking for light in their darkness. They're looking for someone to care. They're looking for you to care, and especially they're looking for God to care about them. They're looking for light in their darkness. And you and I are called to provide that. Yes, what we offer might seem small and insignificant, but it makes differences. Particularly when we combine our efforts together, then we can change people's lives. We can make a difference, and we can change the world. We can be a part of the kingdom of God. Jesus says, you are a city set on a hill. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We often talk about being the hands and feet of Jesus in our world. That's God's work, our hands, right? That's we're doing the work of the kingdom. That's who we are. That's what we go out to do every day. We don't just keep it within the four walls of this church, but we take it out with us into the world. Not every church is built on a hilltop, but every church is a place where there's mission to be done, where there's work to be done, where you and I can be part of this kingdom of God that is really out there changing people's lives, bringing light into darkness. And all we have to do is know who we are and let that light shine. It isn't cliche. It's who we are, making a difference. One person at a time, one day at a time, one ray of light in the darkness at a time. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.